This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at UH1.com.
Hello everyone, good afternoon, welcome to Red Men News. I am Ross Chanley, joined again once again by Jack Gill. Today is Friday, the last day of the week. It's actually a bank holiday, which I didn't realise until about 5 minutes ago. This is brought to you in association with The Athletic, so if you'd like a 7-day free trial and 50% off a yearly subscription, head to www.theathletic.co.uk/redmennews. Jack, we're going to start with an Athletic article, as we always do, when we're sponsored by The Athletic. It was an interesting one because this is something that we've covered over the past 2, 3, 4 weeks, and one of the many questions that I think we've all had going into next month and the rest of this month is what happens with player contracts. But an exclusive can reveal that free agents like Adam Lallana should have their futures settled by June 23rd. The Premier League wants the future of every player whose contract expires on June 30th to be settled by June 23rd at the latest. The Athletic understands that includes Adam Lallana, Chelsea forward Willian, who Liverpool were linked with last week, David Silva at Man City, Jan Vertonghen, some quite big names there, Jack, isn't there? But there's talks over the transfer window. I'm not sure when that's going to be, but it's basically so these players have some sort of security over their future and what's going to happen, whether that's, I don't know, a rolling contract, or they just leave, or, you know, other clubs can sign them, but then, you know, we don't know when the football is coming back. But definitely in the Premier League, it's good that they're going to have the future sorted out, I suppose, in that sense, isn't it?
Yeah, it was interesting reading this article because obviously there's loads of questions, and this is why at first the Premier League were rushing, you know, that date that the season had to be finished by was due to this. And it's interesting reading into it and seeing actually why some of the players are a bit, you know, a bit against signing a short-term contract, because if there's a short pre-season after whenever the season's finished, then there's a chance that these players might get injured and then have a short pre-season, not get a new club in time for the new season. I mean, looking at it from a Liverpool fan's perspective, we're all resigned to the fact that Lallana would probably leave on a free this summer. But now, obviously, with everything that's happened, it's a whole lot different. And we may see Lallana actually staying. We may not be able to go out and sign anyone to replace him. We may be more likely to, if he does still go, we may be more likely to look at Curtis Jones to step up. I know we've been linked to Todd Cantwell a few times. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens, but it's good to know now that these players know when they're able to have their futures sorted by, because this is one thing that I've said constantly through this. It's unfair on these players who don't know when they're going to be able to sort their new futures, and at the end of the day they're going to be looking for new jobs, new destinations in their career, and it's going to be very difficult for them, obviously, with everything that's going on. But it's good to know now that they've got these dates that their careers and their futures will be sorted by.
If we just take Adam Lallana, for instance, Jack, what would you do if you were him, or what would your first inkling be? Because the other issue is, you know, is the money hit that all these clubs are taking. So Adam Lallana, for example, is on a very high wage at Liverpool. Well, no doubt he wants to keep that, and, you know, for all the reasons, you know, very good team, very good manager, good training ground and all that stuff. But, you know, all his potential, like, he's probably been in talks with clubs if he is going for the past couple of months anyway. But, you know, say, I don't know, Bournemouth, you know, he's from them ways. They love taking plays off us. But, like, you know, they've had to furlough staff, and all the money that they've taken, they may not now be able to afford an Adam Lallana.
It's interesting because, as well, you can look at it from a Liverpool perspective. We might want to keep Adam Lallana more now, you know, an experienced player that helped with our youth players in FA Cup games this season. You know, he was the real leader in that team. Now, with obviously the news of the last few days that youth players may be more important going forward, and it may be academy players that we look more towards in football for the next few years, and that a player with Lallana's experience is great to have around in a squad like Liverpool right now. But, you know, it's interesting because I think for us, it's very easy to say, oh, well, just sign the contract and stay there till the end of the season. But like I mentioned, whenever that is, obviously you pick up a long-term injury and you have no club then to fall back on. And, you know, you expect if that is to happen, a club like Liverpool would obviously extend his contract and it'd be like that. But other clubs, like you alluded to there, may not be in a financial situation where they're able to do that. So it's very interesting. And I know there's a certain thing I read the other day that the EFL are looking at things where actually clubs can go, you know what, no, we're not going to extend your contract. You're not going to play for us when the season continues. And I find that really interesting. And obviously, at the same time, kind of wrong, because it shouldn't be that these players, like normal human beings, are able to just randomly lose their job like that halfway through a season because obviously of what's going on in the world at the minute. I think
they're good players. Well, like, just only need three of them there, but, you know, there's going to be clubs that, you know, that it's going to help them next season or this season.
So absolutely, and as we said, the reason I mentioned the EFL there is that they are leagues that, you know, that they rely on loan players, they rely on these sorts of contracts, so short-term contracts as well and short-term deals. So it's very interesting, and obviously this is probably one of the big question marks in the season being finished, because obviously there's that date and those contracts that are looming over people, so and clubs. So it is difficult, and it has been a difficult situation throughout, but it's good now that they have this date that it will be sorted by.
Yeah, hopefully. And if Adam's bored, he can jump on a Redmen show, can't he, for a couple of months and he can go find himself a new club. Let us know your thoughts on that. What do you think Adam Lallana should do? If you're Liverpool, what would you do? Or any of the players? Tom's going to collect all your thoughts and comments and pick some of the best ones, and we'll read them out at the end. Moving on, Liverpool allow groups of three players to exercise at Melwood training complexes. From Paul Joyce, the gospel of all football Liverpool-related news. We're basically saying that, you know, the Jurgen Klopp squad, anyone town can have three players just to kind of ease them back into training at Melwood. It has multiple pitches, but Liverpool have restricted the availability, meaning each player workouts on a private pitch with additional space in between. Access is limited to the pitch only, with entry to buildings or use of other facilities at the headquarters in the West Derby is forbidden. Just part of a small process, I guess, Jack, isn't it? With, you know, like anything else, you can't rush loads of people back. Mentally, I suppose this is quite good for some of the players. You know, I've said this plenty of times, like, I prefer to be in the office because I just feel like I work better in there, but obviously I can't because it'd be stupid. But, you know, for some of the players to kind of get back into that routine, that method of, like, getting up, going to work routine or working with the ball, even just seeing other people, but not rushing back into it's the best thing that Liverpool and any club at this moment can do.
Yeah, first thing I thought when I saw it is progress. You know, it shows the start of getting out of all of this and the start of, you know, bringing football back for everyone right now. And that's the thing. I know we were one of the first to close the training grounds for it to get cleaned and stuff like that. And obviously now we're not the first club to do this. I think Wolves did it the other day and they've brought in measures where you've got to wash your kit and stuff like that. Tottenham and Arsenal have both done it as well. But
it's good for assessment as well, isn't it, Jack? Because you can get three players in, like, right, what have you been doing for the past 7 weeks? You know, we can tell who's been sat at home eating pies off the belly and who's actually been working hard.
The thing is as well, I've often talked about injured players and players coming back from long-term injuries and how this can affect them, everything that's gone on at the minute. Pau Glatzel is one of them that obviously Klopp's spoken about as just started coming back from training. He's been out for almost a year and then obviously this hits him and you know, it's a big stoppage in his training plan and coming back to full fitness. And for a young lad, that can be very damaging. So this is good even for him to get him back into training, maybe with a couple of other people, a couple of staff, and to for him to get back into a proper flow of training and getting back to full fitness. And there'll be other players as well, like Ox. Obviously, he's not long come back from a long-term injury, and will this obviously brief stoppage that wasn't expected, will that be damaging for him? You don't know other players that obviously have constant little injury problems here and there. It might be bad for them. Adam Lallana is one of those. It could be very interesting, but, you know, I think it's good news for footballers, as you say. If anything else, it could just be a distraction for them. Obviously, maybe they've got other things going on. Maybe they're sick of being at home and just want to go to Melwood for a short training programme. So it's very good news, I think.
Good excuse to get out of the house, isn't it, yeah. To be fair. Moving on. one of the reasons that many people might be here is the Koulibaly links. This is from ESPN, who have cited Le Ten Sport, not the most reliable of sources, but Napoli defender Kadri Koulibaly's hot property and a number of clubs are reported to be in a race to land him this summer. The latest report from Le Ten Sport is that Liverpool are in pole position after PSG pulled out, focusing their attentions on Thiago Silva with a contract extension instead. Newcastle are also linked. I mean, Jack, I'd love him, but I don't mean to piss anyone's chips, but I just really can't see it happening.
I read this yesterday, and it's the same thing. It's one of them that just won't go away, and Koulibaly is being linked to so many clubs across Europe, and listen, he's an excellent player. But I don't think we need him. You know, we've got Van Dijk and Joe Gomez, who have an excellent partnership, and you know...
Joel.
Exactly, but I'm a massive fan of Joe Gomez because you factor in his age as well, and he's an excellent player, and I feel like he's already up there with the best centre-backs in the world, but I think he'll be even better in a few years' time and definitely be one of the best centre-backs in the world. You know, as you say, Koulibaly is one of those players that is probably on quite high wages and would be difficult to bring to the club. However, it would be an insane defence that we'd have if he's put in alongside Virgil van Dijk as well. So, you know, it's one of them. I can't see it happening whatsoever. But
Sadio Mane having a cheeky word and going, come on, mate, it's all right here.
It could happen, but I think it's very unlikely, this one, you know, especially with everything going on at the minute. It's not a position that we necessarily need to strengthen. It's not somewhere where we need to go out and sign a player of Koulibaly's calibre. As you mentioned there, we don't just have Joe Gomez partnering Van Dijk. We also saw last season that Matip can do it excellently as well. So it's not a position where we necessarily need to strengthen. And right now, in the current climate of the world and everything going on, will we go out and splash the cash on Koulibaly? I highly doubt it. But, you know, maybe this is getting a lot of people through lockdown dreaming things like this. So there you go.
Possibly. And there's a lot of turmoil and stuff that was going on at Napoli, wasn't there, with the chairman or the CEO? Stuff was like threatening to cancel players' contracts and all sorts. So, like, there's a possibility that he may go to another club. And I'm not saying this is a reason that you should buy someone of Koulibaly's, like, but, you know, I would be devastated if he went to Manchester United or, do you know what I mean, a rival club. Because Arsenal, for example, they're desperate for a defender. Like, they should be going all out for someone like Koulibaly. Like, whether he's, you know, attracted to like the likes of Arsenal, or, you know, you mentioned there the wages, the prices, like Napoli are just better off waiting the season, aren't they?
He's going Everton, Ross.
Oh, yeah, Newcastle. He can go to Newcastle with Coutinho.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, let's move on. Liverpool released a new FIFA kit for FIFA 20. Like, just doesn't really matter to me, but, you know, I know it matters to a lot of people out there. They released a classic kit, the old candy one, retro kit for anyone who plays FIFA 20, Jack. I thought this might be of interest to you because
I have to say it shows how little I am of excitement at the minute, because I turned on my Xbox last night, got that on, and was like, oh, I might play FIFA a bit more now. You know, it's a beautiful kit and it is very nice. I have been playing with it myself.
Is it possible to play it more than you already do, Jack?
Probably a tiny bit more. I've been mixing it up a bit. I've been working a bit more this week. So, you know, it is what it is. But at the end of the day, I think, obviously, it's just, as I say, there's not much other excitement. So a new kit on FIFA, let's play it a bit more. Give me an excuse to play it more. But yeah, it's a nice kit. So.
Okay. Let us know in the thoughts. Are you excited about it? Are you not? Do you care? Maybe not. Maybe we should play PES because that's a proper game. Last story before we get to your views and comments. Andrew Robertson has done a podcast with Peter Crouch. I haven't listened to it yet, but I do highly recommend it because I've seen some of the clips doing the rounds on socials, and this story here is an absolute belter. He's gone through his time at Liverpool. He touches a bit on Messi, his first day at training and stuff like that, and how he's accepted. He was talking about his first day of training. He said he was talking about doing rondos and stuff like that with the English lads. He said, when I did it, I got accepted by the English lads straight away. My first boxer rondo, whatever you want to call it, Hendo told me to fuck off as soon as I went in because I stepped in and it was meant to be the two youngest players. So I stepped in. He didn't know I was 22. He thought I was 28. So he told me to fuck off. So that was a nice start to his Liverpool career. I just found it quite a funny story, Jack.
Yeah, the whole story of Andy Robertson, and I'm interested to listen to this. I think it's brilliant. You know, it's not too many years ago that this lad joined us, and nobody wanted him at the time. People wanted that Jonas Hector, who was playing in the second division in Germany just last season. So,
First time I've heard his name since we signed Andy Robertson, I think.
Yeah, exactly. It's one of them. I think it's absolutely mad how far Robertson's come, and he's now, obviously, in my opinion, the best left back in the world, but I think to many who don't agree with me will definitely agree that he is one of the best left backs in the world right now. He's an incredible player, and obviously hearing stories like this is fantastic, and it just highlights again how brilliant our squad is, and there's our captain again with a light-hearted joke to Andy Robertson on his first day. So, you know, I think it's brilliant, and I'm very much looking forward to listening to that podcast later.
Yeah, it'd be pretty cool. Just very quickly, we released a new T-shirt on the Redmen TV store last night. It's called Taken Quickly. Obviously, homage. Yesterday was the anniversary of the Barcelona game. I'm sure you all watched highlight content. I watched the full game again last night. It was absolutely brilliant. But if you want that, I'll get Tom to put a link in the chat and in the description. And we're going to read some of your comments out right now.
Watched it once.
What?
You only watched it once yesterday. It was on repeat for me. I didn't stop.
I've watched. In fact, let us know in the comments how many times you've watched any content or highlights. But I've watched the highlights quite a lot. But I think yesterday was the first time I've actually watched the full game back, which is quite nice. When you just watch the highlights, you forget all the stuff in between. Yeah. I completely forgot Hendo took a knock. I forgot about the Fabinho and Suarez having a little scuffle like 6 minutes in for no reason. It's just really good, particularly when you've not seen football for ages. I did enjoy it. Anyway, Lallana, Stephen Sorrell says Lallana does need to get his contract sorted, whether he's still going to stay with us or move on to a different club. I think he goes to a club like Leicester. That's a good shout, actually, isn't it, Jack? Because, you know, we think of, again, potentially what happens with them. They've got some really good midfielders in that squad. You know, Yuri Tielemans, Madison, you know, they've got a really good squad. He's worked with Brendan Rodgers before. It's perhaps fits perfectly for him, really, doesn't it?
I think that'll be the bookie's favourite. I can't see him staying, if I'm very honest. I think, as I've said on this show before, I think Curtis Jones is in a perfect position to obviously step up and take Lallana's role in this squad over the next few years. But I think it will be a big loss for us. As I said, his experience has been important at times this season. And he was a very good player, obviously, under Klopp when Klopp first came. So, you know, I think, obviously, there's no doubt I think he'll stay in the Premier League, and it'll be interesting to see where he does go. But I think Leicester will probably be one of the clubs that do have their eye on Adam Lallana. But I think it'll be an excellent signing for Leicester. I think he is an excellent squad player, and, you know, for a team like Leicester, I think he will be brilliant for them.
He seems to have turned the corner with his fitness as well, doesn't he? You know, touch wood, it's something up for him. Loads on the Koulibaly stuff. Rob D says, at the right price, Koulibaly would be a great addition to the squad and give us defensive cover. Should we need anything happen to Van Dijk, Matip or Gomez? I think Lovren should go this summer. I think loads of people agree with that last bit as well. Jan Anthony says, cover, Koulibaly is a starter. Helen Raybould says, we don't need Koulibaly. We have Gomez and Matip. And S. Sham, oh, my mate there, he says, I love to see Koulibaly and Van Dijk. Imagine how solid our defence is going to be. Even Karius would look world class. Well, yeah, that's gone a bit far, to be fair. I mean, it would be one of the most amazing partnerships as well. But you think, you know, you just mentioned there of the progress of Joe Gomez. What would that do to him? What would that do to his confidence? You know, does he want to be third choice when he's arguably, well, second choice, isn't he? I know he flips between Matip and between when they're both injured and fit and whatever, but Koulibaly comes in, you've got Koulibaly and Van Dijk. I think Koulibaly plays the same side as Van Dijk as well, so what do you do there?
There's so many problems with signing him, but, you know,
there's so many good reasons to sign him.
Yeah,
there's also some bad ones not to, isn't there?
Absolutely, and that's the thing. There's so many pros but also cons with this deal, and that's why I can't see it happening, because as many positive things that there will be with it, there will also create probably the same amount of implications for other players and for us as a squad and financially and stuff like that. So I genuinely can't see it happening. It would be a good thing, I think, and it would be a brilliant defence to see on paper. But, you know, I can't see it happening, Russ.
Literally, Robbo and Trent wouldn't need to track back at all. It's not them two at the back.
Although, even in front of us.
Tom's just messaged me a really good point of Joe Gomez could learn off Koulibaly. Didn't have Tom as a Koulibaly fan, to be fair. Or he is a massive Koulibaly fan. Big thumbs up from Tom.
I always think about that game, obviously, against Napoli away, the first one last season, and obviously how much he ran that game, and he was playing as centre-back, and at times he was playing left-wing. He was phenomenal. He is a phenomenal player.
He's an animal, isn't he?
I just can't see him fitting in. I just really can't. And you know, I think, as I say, it would be excellent. Our defence would be magnificent on paper, but it just doesn't strike me as a Liverpool deal right now.
No, fair enough. We'll wrap it up there. Thank you all for your comments. Before we do go, actually, episode 2 of Being Liverpool tonight on the main Redmen YouTube channel, James Sutton and Jay Spearing join us tonight. So if you want to watch that along with us, cringe, watch it for your hands, have a laugh, get Jay Spearing's thoughts on what he thought, what he thinks of it now, what he's been up to. Last week was absolutely amazing. Loads of people watched it. The feedback has been incredible. So if you're doing nothing tonight, 7:30 on the Main Red Men YouTube channel. Other than that, if you want your 7-day free trial and 50% off your yearly subscription for The Athletic, head to www.theathletic.co.uk/RedMenNews. We'll be back on Monday with some more news. Have a good weekend. Stay safe. Wash your hands. Bye.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.